Hi, this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the
mic. Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patrinello. We're here at Skid Row Studios. We have the Freaks on tonight, and we're super stoked to have them in here later and play a bunch of their music. But last week we did a little bit of radio theater, right, Alex?
Yeah, I think we have a caller on the line, though.
What? We'll get to that later. Let's talk to the caller. Who is it? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
It's Mike.
Mike? What can I do for you on the air here at A Pint of Cacophony, Mike?
Don't you want to know my last name?
Yeah, why not? What's your last name, Mike?
Cock and Balls.
That can't be your last name.
Mike Cock and Balls. That's not right. What's your real name?
Mike Cock and Balls. No, really. It's Randy Raymond Russell.
That's three first names, brother.
That's right. It's a trifecta of first names.
Randy Raymond Russell.
Oh, Randy Raymond Russell here.
Okay, right on. Thanks for calling A Pint of Cacophony. What can we do for you, Mr. Randy Raymond Russell?
Well, I happen to be a DJ myself.
Oh, you're a DJ as well? Awesome.
Dabble.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm at WAGG, Fort Worth, Texas.
WAG? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the format over at WAG?
Well, the reason why I'm calling is because I want to challenge you.
You're going to challenge me?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you up for the BJ challenge?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
That sounds horrible.
What the fuck is the BJ challenge? What is that?
BJ, best jock.
The best jock challenge. So
That's good.
So what's the challenge? What's the challenge? What do I have to do? What do we have to do?
Well, this is how it works.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a BJ.
Okay. Right on. And then
Are you ready?
Right now?
Then you're going to give me a BJ.
I don't, wow.
An airwave BJ.
I don't think so. Do you want to do Alex if Alex is down?
Can you give me a BJ after I give you a BJ?
How about Matt?
Don't be
a weak sister. Come on.
A weak sister?
Equal opportunity. Yeah.
I don't know, Mr. Randy Raymond Russell. I don't think I want to give you a BJ.
Squat and gobble. Tighten up and squeeze. <Let's get down.
laughs>
Okay, I'm going to give you a BJ. Here we go.
Okay.
This is Randy Raymond Russell at WAGG Fort Worth, Texas, coming in first every time in the front line with a trifecta of first names. Randy Raymond Russell. We're taking requests tonight at the top of the
hour. What the fuck? Are you taking over my show?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What are you starting taking over
He's
my show?
Down.
Dump him, dude.
Can I finish my BJ?
No, you can't finish
you
your BJ.
You interrupted his BJ. That was rude.
Let's get back
Please
to what...
let me finish my BJ.
All right, finish your BJ quickly.
That last one we just heard is a personal favorite of mine and goes out to Maria Conchita Alonso in the city of La Crescenta.
Perfect.
She wants to send that out to her man Chico, who's doing time in Chino. Or is Chino doing time in Chico's butthole?
Chico's butthole.
Come home soon, Chico. That was Butterfly by the band Crazy Town. Come, my lady. Come.
Oh, God, we got to hang up on this guy. Did you dump him?
Yeah, we dumped him.
God damn it. What the fuck was that?
He's good with his mouth.
Yeah, he is good with his mouth. He was a pretty good BJ right there, best jockey. What the fuck were we doing? Oh, we were talking about last week's fuck-ups. He's still on. I thought you dumped
him. Yeah, he's still talking. Look, listen.
You can either be the hunk. Well, I thought thought about it for a minute. Chico thought about it for a minute. He says, I think I'll be the husband. Well,
all right,
I'm going to put it in my wife's
all right, goodbye.
Brown.
Hey, Randy. Randy. Randy Raymond Russell, we're going to let you go.
Next up for all you guys, called Miracles. By
he's on a loop.
He is on a loop. Coffee. Fade him down. We'll check on him occasionally.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for calling. All right. So we wanted to go up over our fuck-ups from last week.
Yeah.
So we tried to be adventurous, and we tried to do a longer version of some of the skits that me and Alex normally do for liners and stuff. And we want to do an 8-minute version. And since we had House of Wolves in, we went with a parody of The Grey.
Yeah, why did we do that?
Because if there's wolves in that movie,
okay.
And the band was House of Wolves, why the fuck wouldn't we?
Yeah, so the first clip got us started.
Yeah,
and
so it's amazing because
technically.
Fucking Cheyenne, yeah. Like, you had the first line on a script. It's the first line. How do you miss the first line?
Okay, look, let's listen to it.
Let's listen to it. You can defend yourself afterwards.
Day one!
Look how long it takes for her to realize.
I know. Like, we're just sitting staring at each other, and it's...
Cheyenne.
We're in the airport now.
I really wish you would have let me bring Anthony on this trip.
Okay, so that took forever.
It took Alex saying,
okay,
hey, we're in the airport now.
Can I object? This is my defense. Okay, you had written everything, that big old lump.
That I said,
that you
yeah.
You had said, and I thought that that was
that just
like,
means you weren't following along. Let's move on, Alex.
Okay. So the next one we got is me. We tried interviewing Scott Campbell Jr.
Right.
And I mess up his name.
Too bad we never got to Scott Campbell. I'm sorry. Too bad we never got that Scott Campbell Jr.
Break your character and just apologize.
Yeah, why did I apologize?
I had no idea. What else we got?
He's okay, Scott Campbell, technically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you were right, and then you stopped.
Yeah. So this happened right after. We were about to play a song by House of Wolves, and we had a little bit of a mix-up with the computer. So there was a bunch of dead air, and this is, I think, where the train wreck was of the show.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
It started with their liner.
Right, right.
Yeah. I know.
Very good, man. I like that one. That was one of my favorites. Now listen to the dead air. It takes forever for us to get to the next song. It starts right here.
This is when the band camp was in.
Yeah, this is on the air. This is currently streaming.
Were we not talking?
I don't know.
Did ratings go up?
Did ratings go up?
Well, look what happens right
we
here.
We had more subscribers.
Yeah, it went into some weird commercial.
Oh, because I thought maybe I should do something, and I started pressing buttons over here.
Yeah.
And then
Great idea.
The night got worse because I said it on the air one more minute on the loudspeakers. Let's see if you can listen to it.
Yeah.
We're
this is mid-conversation.
In Los Angeles.
In the middle of the
and where you guys fit.
even Lucas noticed.
I know. He was eyeballing you the whole fucking time because you were messing up so much.
Okay, and then another fuck up of mine is when you asked him about the platypuses.
Yes.
And I played the jingle while he was starting to talk.
How do platypuses mate?
Platypuses are actually
exactly
bisexual.
When he started talking.
And
that's almost as bad as hanging up on somebody.
Yeah, it's equivalent. And this is my worst one, guys. I think this is the worst one.
Which
I got.
One was this?
I was trying to go from a commercial, from a song to a commercial, and it just backfired. Listen to this. What is going on there?
What are you doing to my show, Alex?
What the fuck are you doing to my show?
Fucking
mashup.
Can you believe it? I got fired.
Out of your ass.
It was just a bad night, man.
Kind of brilliant.
And then at the end of the show, Lucas noticed.
Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy your stay here?
It was all right, you know.
It was all right?
Yeah. And some of you are cool.
Sorry, man. I've been fucking up all night, dude. He noticed it.
Looking at you, Alex.
I'm sorry.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
But I think I proposed that we need to make an award.
For the, best fuck up? We need an asshole hat.
Alex,
you're the fuck
you
up on the show from
we
last
need to get
week.
You something.
Oh, thank you.
We'll get you something like a swift kick in the ass.
Okay, well, you're not safe, Dan. You're not
what
safe.
Did I do?
No.
I never mess
hold
up.
Hold on. Can we tally this, though? How many do you have?
Oh, I have tons. I'll take the award.
All right, let's move on.
But
what
this is you. This is,
what did I,
this
what
is
did
our,
I do?
This is our new segment, so everybody's available for this.
What did he say?
Because, Dan, you cannot read sometimes.
I know I can.
Yeah.
So, listen to
I wasn't learned good.
Let's listen to the sketch, please.
What did he say?
Fuck, we should get to that mountain peak over there, and we can use the flares from the plane's emergency pack.
Oh, we should do
and
that.
We can fucking signal for help, yeah?
What did he say?
What was that? Yeah.
I was just glad I got to the end of the sentence. Yeah.
Just pressing buttons.
You're a trooper, though. You kept going. Here's another one.
What did he say?
Tell Anthony, I wish he was on the plane with us.
But everybody dead. Died. They dead.
What did he say?
So, yeah, you're not safe, Dan.
I do my best, all right? It's not easy being me.
It's good character work.
Yeah. We're going to go into more of the new Ty Segall here because we loved it so much from last week. This is off Manipulator. It's called It's Over. And then we're going to bring the freaks in here after the song break and get to know those dudes. This is a Planet Cacophony. Stick around, please.
Ty Segall, listening to A Pint of Cacophony. The
emails. People really want to know what our dick size is.
All right, Dan. Should we tell them?
Yeah, let's do it on three, though. You ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
What do you think, Eva? Yeah? You gonna take it? You gonna take that dick? You gonna take that dick, huh? I'm gonna pop off a piece of my dick. Oh, yeah, I'm fixin's to fuck you. I'm fuck you.
Yeah!
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
This Halloween, a quiet little radio station in Los Angeles will soon be the feeding ground for the freaks.
Dan, Alex, we have to burn up the studio or the freaks will get in and Anthony's outside. You're on your own, Anthony.
No one will get out alive.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
The most shocking and terrifying and brutal and gruesome and distressing and appalling and awful and sensual and revolting and nauseating and orgasm-inducing film of the year.
Oh, my God! They're going straight for our balls!
The Freaks.
Out Christmas Day.
Welcome back to another episode of a Pint of Cacophony. We have the freaks here, all five of you. How you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah. Thank you.
All five of us.
All five of you. We got Ruben, Bob, Tom, Esteban, and Jonathan. Or is it John? What do you like better?
A thin.
A thin? Okay, let's do that one. So we got the freaks led by Ruben and supported by Bob on drums, Tom on bass, Esteban on keys, John on guitar. The freaks deliver raw, unrefined, screaming, fuzz, psychedelic rock and roll music that is. Dream bands with tension and laced with full-on passion. How about that description?
Well said, Dan.
I think, yeah.
Well read, actually.
Well read, yeah. Hey, see, I read good.
We're professional.
Well, I read well. We're professional peoples sometimes. So 2007, Ruben, you contacted a ton of great musicians to collaborate on a self-titled release with Cargo Germany Records. Why don't you tell us about the beginning of the Freaks and all that?
Yeah, started basically like anything else you start, you know?
Right.
Basically sitting on the toilet, right?
It's where the best epiphanies
basically
happen.
It's where the deepest moments and the deepest thoughts ever happen. So, no, that was the idea, you know. I currently had the, you know, luck in my life to meet some really great players. And I was free.
Right.
So I was looking for something to do. Called upon some people and they just responded and snowballed from there. You know, it was pretty great, actually. You know?
Right.
I mean, you send somebody music, and you're like, oh, they're not even going to give a crap, right? You know?
Yeah, but they actually listen to it.
They listen to it, and, you know, everybody responded back with, you know, their parts. Right. That's what it was. It was like, hey, you want to add to this idea I
have? Is that how you put the record together?
Yeah, basically, it was.
Right, like you sent your part, and they added
I sent them a bunch
on.
Of, you know, like, here's what I'm working on. I'm going to the studio. I'm going to put the basses, you know, down for it.
Right.
And then you guys come and just sprinkle it on top. And everybody said yes. So I just got kind of lucky, I think.
Sweet. How did we get from there to now with this crew here?
From there to now, right? So it was a project. And yes, Cargo Records in Germany wanted to put it out. And they put it out. And after that, even knowing it was a project,
right?
They're like, well, can you bring a band out here to tour?
Right.
Right. So that got me to, again, ask these friends of mine. And some of them were basically available all on the West Coast, so it was from San Diego to Seattle. I had different players.
Right, right.
So that got expensive, but we got together and we actually were able to tour like Cargo wanted us to.
Exactly.
And that was just a bunch of fun, you know? So it turned into a thing.
Right, kinda, right.
You know, but then again, they were, you know, hired kind of, hired guns. So when I came back, they all had their other projects to do, so they were pursuing
everybody
other
went
things.
Back to their things,
yeah,
right.
You know, living in different cities and different states is kind of...
Makes it hard to meet them in practice to be collaborative, you know, right.
So it kind of laid to rest for a little bit. And once again, things accumulated. And I was like, well, instead of going, you know, out wide. Let's stick close. And again, through the years I played music, I was able to call upon Jonathan and Bob and Esteban. And
I get a real, like, Blues Brothers vibe, you know, when they're driving around picking everybody up and they finally get the crew together.
I had to get the band together.
We're on a mission from God.
One thing Ruben didn't mention, though, is those bands were people from Monster Magnet, Parliament, Funkadelic, Earthless, all these amazing bands.
The list is awesome, actually.
It blew my mind.
And you yourselves are all from pretty fucking amazing bands. Fu Manchu, Nebula, Angry Samoans. It's great stuff.
Yeah. So this is
you had a pretty solid fucking band. Right. And the Full On record is pretty awesome as well. Your second release, Full On, is the one we're featuring today on the show, including great tracks like The Weirdness, which we played earlier right before this, and we're playing Bitchin' Later and another one. How has the sound of the Freaks evolved since 2007?
Oh.
Now that we have, you know, the group together.
Well, you know, it was a project, so that first release might not be what you might expect,
right,
you know, from the past stuff. And this record now is kind of getting back into that, mm-hmm. you know. Since you were just throwing things out, things got really weird. Here, we're able to kind of throw it out.
Like back to roots.
Refine it and you get back to roots and right. kind of build it up together as a group. So it's fun doing it all over again.
Awesome. Coming from a wide variety of bands, how's road life come for you guys?
Well,
we can go life. Around the room if you'd want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's Tom, we'll start with you. How's road life with the Freaks?
Well, we haven't really gone too far
right.
on the road so far. We've gone up north, a little Northern California, and done some shows
mm-hmm.
around. Jonathan usually gets his own hotel room.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's a plus.
Yeah, he's a king.
I'm a world-class snorer.
Yeah.
Well, are you doing it for, like, the benefit of the band? Like, hey, I'm taking one for the team. I'll take a room to myself so the rest of the guys can sleep.
Yeah, I don't care about having my own room. I'm like Homer Simpson. I fall asleep in, like, 2 seconds. So when we toured, it was me and the drummer before Bob who had tinnitus.
Right.
He had to put on... two laptops blasting white noise to get to sleep.
The guy with tinnitus.
Yeah.
And I had keeping him up.
The snoring. So we kind of canceled each other out.
Holy shit. So
our room probably
sounds
like.
Sounds like a badass yeah. trip in that bedroom.
Yeah,
just imagine
the windows.
Walking in there like on
the
accident
white noise,
in the middle of the night. Yeah, the white noise.
The white noise.
Windows were rattling.
Is Hunter Thompson around here or something? Like. That's hilarious.
The Lost Velvet Underground record?
Yeah.
You guys haven't made it through a night with me yet.
Oh.
What's a night with you like?
I hear it's pretty bad. But I'm not awake for it when it happens.
Has anybody seen you in that state?
Jonathan's got a new roommate.
Yeah. You guys get to share the hotel.
Yeah. So do you guys rehearse down locally?
We rehearsed 5 minutes from here at a downtown rehearsal.
That walk must have been long, huh?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't at all.
So what's the writing process like with you guys? Is there someone with a spark and everybody else throws their thing into the mix, or is it pretty mutual?
I think it's a mutual thing. I'll call it mutual. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's Ruben put the band together. He's the vision of the sound, and then we all sort of add stuff that we know is going to go along with it. So, you know, Ruben, Tom, and I are probably the core songwriters, but everybody in the band contributes it.
Yeah, of
course. It's a lot of fun.
So the whole idea remains still the same,
yeah.
if you will. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're still bringing in their parts, you know, it's all collaborative.
Everybody's pulling their weight.
Right.
They're serving their
purpose,
doing their job.
Everybody is very much pulling their weight. I can thank them right now. Thank you. Pulling your weight.
Oh,
everybody.
There's a lot of
we're
weight.
Having a moment.
Yes, it is a moment. I'm looking across.
There's a lot of
100 number.
There's a lot of weight in this room.
Tons.
What was the recording process like for Full On? I heard that you guys did 7 tracks on one take. Is that true?
We did all the tracks in one take.
What was great too is that Esteban was only in the band for what? One rehearsal before we actually went into the studio and did that?
It was a few more than that. You think, giving me a bit
maybe
more
one
credit,
more than that?
But it was pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was... They came in the rhythm section and the guitars nailed it. Like, they took, I think, all the first takes. And
right.
we only took, like, max 3 takes.
That's pretty solid.
The only song we did more than 2 takes, we actually took the first take.
Yeah.
Because the second take was too fast.
Right.
And we played everything live. Like, most bands overdub guitar solos. We tried to play them live as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why the recording process was pretty fast.
Right.
But the mixing we took a long time on. So
the
sound is really good. But
where did you guys record at?
Scott Reeder's ranch.
Oh, you recorded with Reeder? That's awesome.
Yeah. The sanctuary.
How was the place? He's got the animals out there and everything, right?
It was great.
He's amazing.
I see pictures of his little dog.
He's got an amazing place.
What's it like working with him on the ranch?
It's amazing. Such a nice, mellow guy, so it's easy, mm-hmm. actually. You know? So
did he have a lot of input? Like, did he give you guys, like...
Well, this was the first time I'd ever recorded where we actually didn't stop to even listen to the songs. They all felt so good.
Right.
So he was the guy who we relied on to say if something sounded off.
Right. Like, hey, you should not use this one take.
Right.
But maybe do another.
I think we had such a strong vision on what the record was going to sound like. He didn't really have to contribute that way, but just, you know, hey, that's a little out of tune or that was out of time or whatever.
Exactly. Great. Who would you like to share a stage with now?
What do you think, Esteban?
Who does the Freaks want to play with?
Is this like, you know, musically entirely worldwide?
You know what? They could be dead. They could be dead if you want. Yeah. That's fine.
That makes it even harder than...
MC5 in 1968.
Sure, yeah. That would be a fun one. Yeah.
I'd go to that show. The MC5 and the Freaks. That would be fucking awesome.
Or
someone
the delinquents.
Us to the MC5. That would be great. We're going to go on another song break. We're going to do some Fu Manchu, some Moeb, and some more Freaks Doing Bitchin', which we just talked about. We come back and we'll test your knowledge on some horror
movies.
Actually
Moab.
Moab?
Uh-huh.
Moab, sweet. We're going to play Mates Await.
Everyone loves to be corrected, Tom.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind, because then I learn, you know.
My friend Casey used to play in that band. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you stick up for him?
No, I just know how it's pronounced.
Right on, man.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. We'll be right back.
For 200, the childhood prank known as a wet willy involves putting a wet finger in someone's what? Anywhere you want to put it, Max. All right.
No attention. Mission to attend. Maybe reconsider. This is the end. We'll be right back.
Where are the men in this world? What the hell have we become? We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride and the water and the GMO hurting them, and we let fat perverts grab them at the airport to train them for the pedophile government.
Yeah.
back to Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios, and we got the freaks here. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
Yes. You having a good time on the show?
Yeah. It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Like that.
All right. So for the first time ever, we let Alex make a game, and we're pretty proud of him. He made a little game.
Thank you.
Oh, Alex.
Thanks.
Game.
Thank you.
This is his first game.
Okay, so the point is, since it's Halloween, I'll just get right into it. Since it's Halloween, do you guys like horror movies? Are you guys a big fan of horror movies?
No. We'll soon find out, right?
Okay, well,
I think we're going to soon find out.
Well, we're going to play a game, you guys, the freaks against Dan. So, Dan.
Bring it on, fuckers.
Okay, so. I'm going to play some movie clips, and you guys got to just. Know what movie I'm playing, okay, pretty much.
Right.
So yeah. your buzzer is The Freaks.
Okay.
And yeah. Dan.
I'll just yell Dan like a moron.
Okay.
Dan!
The Dan.
Okay, so here we go. Number one.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
What the fuck was that?
Anything?
Dan.
Dan?
Is it Hellraiser?
Yes.
Okay, so. You just gotta go with it and say it. Yeah. You just gotta keep. You gotta do it.
Okay. So, just to give you guys a heads up, these are famous movies.
Okay.
Famous
movies.
Okay.
They're pretty famous. They're pretty obvious.
Okay. Take your word
for it. It makes me feel better.
Number two. It's not like something like B classic or nothing.
Just play the next one.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver.
Freaks. Limes.
There it is. 1-1.
Yeah. All right, it's 1-1.
Nice job, Buck.
He knows his movie. Here's the next one.
I'm your number one fan.
That was
I'm
a quick
my
one.
Number one fan.
I'm your number one
Freaks,
fan.
Freaks, Carrie.
No.
No, Dan.
Yes.
Play Misty for me.
No.
Shit.
What? No.
Play Misty with Clint Eastwood.
No.
Freaks, Swim fan.
No. That was Misery.
I'm your number one
fan. That was Misery.
I actually saw
so
that
nobody
too.
Got that
and
one.
And I saw yeah. it.
Nobody okay, got yeah. that one. Okay.
Here's the next one.
Still tied.
Eternal child. I am the eater of worlds and of children.
Ooh, what the
and f- of children.
Wow. What Wayne. Saying?
Oops.
Wait, did somebody say Freaks?
Okay, oh. Freaks. Pumpkinhead.
No.
Dan. Pan's Labyrinth.
No.
Shit.
That was it.
Was it?
It. With Tim Curry?
Oh, it.
It with Tim Curry. Here's the next
clown one.
Here's an easy one. Here's a quick one, though.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Nobody?
Freaks.
Yes, Freaks.
Psycho?
No.
Barbara?
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you. You got nothing, dude.
Night of the Living Dead. Okay.
We're bombing this.
Yeah. We got
I'm bombing this, too.
What's
I'm embarrassed.
The score? What's the score?
It's 1-1.
It's
1-1.
It's
like a soccer game.
Yeah. Okay.
It is like a soccer game.
Football.
We have two. We have three more.
Okay.
Here we go.
She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
Freaks, Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
No.
Damn. Freaks, Psycho.
Oh, you guys got it first.
Okay, give it to the Freaks.
It's Psycho.
Psycho. No.
Did you say Dan first?
No. It's cool.
You said it.
He said Psycho. That's what it was. Let's just move on.
I did say Freaks. Go.
Let's give it to our guest. All right,
he did say Freaks.
Here's the next one.
This six-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face.
Halloween.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
I knew someone was gonna get that one quick.
Yes.
Okay, pretty good. Here's the next one.
Power of Christ. That the power of Christ compels you.
There it is. I think the Freaks took it.
They did. It's a 4-1.
Wow.
We ganged up.
I guess we'll call it. You guys fucking know more about horror movies than I do. Yeah.
You got prizes though.
Uh-huh. Yes, prizes.
You got pink pencils. I got 5 of them, one for each of you.
They're not
scary friend. There you go. They're not Thank even sharpened yet. They're brand new.
Brand spanking new.
So when you're selling those boobs out there on tour, you can use these pencils.
I know where this one's going to go.
Trick or treat.
I know, pencil sharpener, this will go perfectly.
I know there's 5 of you, so you might have to share, but I also got you buy one, get one free lunches. There's 2 of these at the slide bar.
Oh.
In Fullerton. So here you go.
All right.
Thank you very much. There you go. That's
afraid of being beaten to death in Fullerton.
Oh, right there. That happened there.
It was right there in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's not too good. Well, we're going to go into a song break, and we're going to come back with the Freaks, and we'll find out how to find their music and all that stuff. Here's King Tough, right? Right?
Yes.
Sweet. King Tough it is.
Open air tour bus tour. In Paris, I looked up and I said to my friends, hey, you know,
Now, the moon looks pretty bright tonight, today. And they just turned to me. It's like, Dan, it's not the moon. It's like, it's the sun. It's like, no, guys, it's the sun. But then, you know, it turned out it was actually the sun and not the moon. And I'm still confused it nowadays.
Just tell people, the windows were heavily tinted in the bus.
Thank you.
What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You need to get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuquay at Fuquay Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com. Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Panic and Coffee. My name is Dan. I'm sitting here with the freaks at Skid Row Studios. Did you guys enjoy your stay here at the Panic Cacophony?
Very much.
See,
it's been great.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you. Little thing going on here, Dan.
Yeah. Sweet. Thanks. So you guys are playing Saturday, October 25th at El Cid. That's over there on Sunset. $7 at the door. It's the Freaks, White Dynamite, and Sasquatch. You guys stoked? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You played El Cid before?
Nope.
Yeah. You're gonna have fun.
Well, we have.
I have.
You know, it's a cool spot. I like El Cid.
It was one of the original sound stages from the 30s.
Right.
Then it was a flamenco club. So the acoustics for rock and roll are awesome. The stage is this really solid wood stage flamenco dancing.
It looks great.
We got a personal tour guide here as well.
That's right.
Brilliant.
You're going to walk in, he's going to point out the
brilliant
floorboards.
And
these were installed in 1937.
Right. And Walter Pigeon got a hand job in the bathroom.
That's awesome. So how can people find your guys' music? Like, where's
the
easiest
website?
Google
the Freaks.
TheFreaks.com.
Or the Facebook page.
The Freaks with two E's.
Freaks with two E's, that's
on
right.
iTunes.
Right on.
iTunes, yes.
Spotify.
Yeah, it's Spotify. You guys are everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of.
All the usual places.
We're
all in the usual places. Hardly anyone's buying music anymore.
What do you guys, what are your goals after this show? Like, do you guys have any immediate goals for the end of the year?
Yeah, well, we do have new material that we are actually working on currently.
Mm-hmm.
Works in progress. So, of course, that's the typical next jump is write some more songs.
Right.
That's where we're at.
Start the next project.
Exactly.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming on the show. We do have a phone call. Who's this?
I think we have Josh Homme, dude.
From Queens of Stone Age?
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Josh.
I know that guy.
Hello? Hi, Josh.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Is this Josh Homme?
Oh, yeah,
baby. How you doing? The ginger elvis.
I'm good.
The ginger
elvis. Hanging out, you know.
Josh, I heard you guys got thrown out of a rehab the other day. What the fuck happened?
It's we just played one of our feel-good hits of the summer.
Is that British to you?
You know what? I think they liked it too much.
They liked it too much.
Oh, that's why.
And then they threw you out.
They relate to a song like that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Josh. You guys are also playing at the Forum on the 31st, right? For Halloween?
That's right.
What can we look
that's
forward
right
to?
Good band for this. What's that?
What can we look forward to on that day?
Well, it's Halloween, man, you know. I got everything you need. I got candy porn. Candy is the porn.
Candy porn?
Got, you're going to be coughing blumpkins. Maybe you watch Charlie Brown. It's the great blumpkin, Charlie Brown. Bring the kids.
What
yeah
else?
Yes, what else? What else is there?
He's right about that.
Oh, we got any?
What?
We got greens, we got blues, Skittles, or the pills, I'm not sure.
Wow, thanks, Josh.
Hey, no problem.
All right, we also got Alex, dude. You have a band called Hoop Screams.
Yeah.
You guys are playing.
Yeah.
This is a big day for you.
Yeah, it's our tape release.
It's your tape release.
Yeah.
When is this?
It's on Friday, October 24th at the Love Hate Bar in East LA.
Mm-hmm. We got Drags playing, Hoop Screams, Flying Minds, Curly Bear, special guest Charles Patronello.
That's your brother.
That's my brother. He's playing acoustic. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Starts at 8, bring a costume, and this shit's free.
Yes.
Come down and buy my baby's fucking tape.
Yeah, it's
assholes.
Only $3.
I want to thank the freaks again for coming down and stay in touch. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your honesty.